and a warm welcome to the second part of our two-part look at EasyReader, a software title produced by the Dolphin Group, which allows you to read DAISY talking books on your PC or laptop. The advantage, of course, to reading a DAISY talking book over a conventional talking book are the advanced navigation features that are supported by the DAISY standard. Last week on Main Menu, we discussed the system requirements for EasyReader. We walked you through the installation, explored some of the basic navigation commands, and looked at the book index. We also showed you how you can configure EasyReader to suit your preferences. Apart from bookmarking and searching, that's pretty much it for EasyReader. Essentially, it's giving you that ability to read in a much more interactive way, rather than just popping in a tape into your cassette player, as we used to do back in the day, and just settling down and listening in a very linear fashion. EasyReader totally changes that. In fact, the whole DAISY standard totally changes our whole approach to reading and how we navigate the contents of our talking books. Now, one way to illustrate that point is to look at a feature I mentioned right at the end of last week's installment, and that was search. So let's return to the EasyReader main window and press Control S.
Search dialog.
Okay, so as you can hear there, the search dialog has now appeared, and we can just simply tab around here. It's a standard Windows dialog, so we can press tab.
Find all button.
There's a find all button.
Cancel button.
Cancel button.
List box search result.
And there is a list box there where the search results will appear.
Search edit area.
And an edit area where we can enter our search string. So let's search for political, and simply press enter.
Start search.
And the software now has gone away and is searching our book here. Raising the Dead, if you remember, was the book we had in at the end of the last EasyReader demonstration. And so we are now searching.
Search done.
And it's finished. And it's searched the entire text of the book. So we can now move to the list of results.
Find all, but cancel, list box, search result, heading, underline 2, text, political intelligence in Israel is the shared responsibility of free growl.
Okay, so we can hear there is an occurrence of the word political in section 2, and we heard a snippet of the text. And just by pressing enter there, will take us to
political intelligence in Israel is the shared responsibility of three groups.
I'm just going to press space to pause that there. So, as you can hear, you've got the text of the book and the audio of the book, and the two are synchronized. So you can use the search feature to move to a particular part of the audio and continue listening with the human reader. Now, say that wasn't the instance of the word political we were particularly looking for. We could return to the search dialog with Control S.
Search political edit area.
And go back to our list of results. Just tab through here.
Find cancel list box search result heading underline 2 text political intelligence in Israel is the shared responsibility of free growl.
So that's the first instance of political which we found, and we can now use the down arrow key to navigate through the list of results to find the one we were looking for.
Heading underline 7 text you took grave political wounds.
You can hear there is a reference to political in section 7 of the book, and if we continue down.
Heading underline 7 text. Quote, she most likely thinks that I got this job on account of some political co.
And again in section 7 there's another reference to the word political.
Heading underline 25 text. Quote, there's been a complication on the political front.
Okay, so that's another instance in section 25. So I'll just press enter. And the CD is spinning up now.
There's been a complication on the political front. We'll have to push back the schedule.
So I'm pressing space there to pause. So I think, to my mind, that is one of the best features, because it's something I always miss when listening to audiobooks, that I can't just search for the bit of text that I'm interested in. It's obviously something you can do with electronic books, but with many electronic books you have to read using synthetic speech. So really, really bridging the gap there and really stretching the DAISY standard to its full potential. Now, in addition to search, EasyReader does have a Find feature, and as I understand it, the Find feature works in a very similar way, except the Find feature limits you to the current page. I'm not entirely certain why the restrict options of Find weren't included in the search dialog. We could have perhaps had a radio button to restrict the search to the current page, section, and so on. The other significant feature we didn't demonstrate last week was bookmarking, and this is very straightforward indeed. From the EasyReader main window, you can press Ctrl-B.
Bookmark dialog.
And the bookmark dialog comes up. Now, we've found our reference to political in section 25, so we will bookmark that, and EasyReader will bookmark at the point at which you have paused the book.
Shortcut, no shortcut, cooldown list box.
So you can hear there is a shortcut list box, and that allows you to assign a hotkey to your bookmark, so you can have hotkeys to allow you to jump between points of interest in the book. So let's select a hotkey here.
Alt+0.
Alt+0 is the first hotkey. Now, there are ten hotkeys, rather, in total. Alt with 1 through to 0. It's a shame you can't define your own hotkeys. But there are 10 there, so if you need 10 or less bookmarks in a book, then this will be fine for you. So we've selected
Alt+0.
Alt+0 as our bookmark, and I'm going to continue on now by pressing the tab key.
Text note, edit area.
A text note. So let's put in a text note here.
Audio note unselected, checkbox.
And there is an audio note feature, although I'm already using my recording device, but what that allows you to do is simply add a voice tag, and you could provide some additional information in that for your bookmark.
OK button.
And there's the OK button. So if I press enter on there.
EasyReader main window.
And we're back to the EasyReader main window. So now if I press if I press Control Home to get to the start of the book. Just waiting for the CD to spin up here. And there you go, that familiar music telling us we're at the start of the book. Press space to pause. And now we want to find our bookmarks. So let's use Alt and 0. And with any luck,
there's been a complication on the political front. We'll have to push back the schedule.
We're back to our bookmark in section 25. And if I want to see just where we are, I can press Alt, Shift, and I to bring up the index. We looked at this last week.
List box index underline 25. Okay,
and I can press Alt and full stop to mute, although I would prefer it if the left control key would allow me to mute. But we'll get to that in the closing remarks in just a moment. So now, having brought up the index, we can hear we're at section 25, and if I press Control I for additional information.
Book information, time, 7. 47.51 of 12, 21.38, heading, underline 25, level 1, no pages in this book, number of bookmarks, 1.
So there you are, you can hear we have a single bookmark, and we can hear that our current position is some 7 hours and 47 minutes into the book. And that compares extremely well with CDs or cassettes. Imagine the number of CDs or cassettes you would have to root through to get to the 7th hour of your book, and we were able to set ourselves a bookmark, and EasyReader was able to jump to it in a matter of seconds. EasyReader seems to be a very capable DAISY book reader, and certainly an option worth considering for your laptop or desktop. I'm the first person to admit that my experience with DAISY is somewhat limited, and I don't have a huge amount of experience to compare this with similar products, although I am aware that similar products exist, and people interested in comparing DAISY products should look at the DAISY website at alderwes.daisy.org. Having said that, there were a number of issues with this product which struck me as being a little bit odd. Certainly as an experienced Windows user, there were certain aspects of this software which I didn't find completely intuitive. And with a product like a Daisy Book Reader, one would expect the product to be very, very easy to use. Certainly the copy we received for evaluation was simply a CD in a CD sleeve. We didn't receive any additional product documentation other than that supplied on the CD itself. If you decide to try the demonstration version of EasyReader, you'll find that it only works with the material supplied on the demonstration CD itself. Unlike many products, the demonstration isn't a timed demonstration. It doesn't work for a limited amount of minutes or days. It just simply restricts you to the material on the demonstration CD. This may be adequate, however, I did find this mildly unusual. In Dolphin's system requirements for EasyReader, or recommended system requirements, Dolphin say you should have a minimum of a 400 MHz processor and 64 MB of RAM. I think this is a little bit conservative. I would recommend that people wanting to use EasyReader on a regular basis would probably want a system with a slightly higher specification. Generally these days, 400 MHz and 64 MB of RAM is a relatively low specification machine. You will find that you'll get better performance if you use EasyReader's built-in speech or self-voicing rather than using your screen reader. I've found that with two or three screen readers that I've tried in conjunction with EasyReader, the performance is relatively sluggish and you will get better performance from EasyReader's self-voicing. Which brings me on to another point. In the EasyReader documentation, Dolphin themselves acknowledge that it's not possible to configure the speech synthesizer from within the EasyReader application. And hopefully this is something that will be addressed in a future version. As demonstrated last week, the installation process itself is relatively long-winded. Particularly if you choose a custom install, you could find yourself going through a number of screens, and I'm convinced that some of those dialogues could be amalgamated to speed up the process of installing EasyReader. In terms of the interface, the EasyReader hotkey set seems to be fairly confusing. EasyReader does attempt in some areas to use standard Windows hotkeys, and this is good. Keys like Control Home to go to the start of document, or Control N to go to the end of document, or Control O to open a new book. All of those keystrokes will be familiar to the experienced Windows user. However, some of the keys, Alt and Comma to repeat the last announcement, and Alt and Full Stop to mute the current speech, is somewhat confusing. The single biggest feature that I would like to see added to EasyReader that doesn't seem to be there at present is some way to browse the actual text of the book with a cursor or a virtual cursor. At the moment, you can of course search on the text and navigate the text in phrases and chunks using the synthetic speech. However, using a screen reader or the self-voicing, I think it would be useful if the user could jump to a window and navigate the text a letter or a word at a time. The product most similar to EasyReader in its functionality, I suppose, would be Victor Reader Soft, demonstrated on a main menu previously, and interested parties should search our main menu archive at allthews.acbradio.org/mainmenu.html to listen to that demonstration. Naturally, this review has only really skimmed the surface of EasyReader, and I'm sure there are features that we haven't covered. Currently, the cost for EasyReader at the time of recording is £36 or $53, and obviously that price in dollars will depend on the exchange rate at the time you decide to buy. For more information about EasyReader, you can of course visit the Dolphin website at allthews.dolphinse.com. That's www.dolphinse.com. And the one word I would use to describe Easy Reader at this stage is potential. I think the program has a lot of potential. It certainly provides access to the full range of DAISY features, and in fact has more functionality than perhaps some of the hardware DAISY players. Easy Reader is a relatively young product, and I'm sure in the coming years we will see it grow and mature. 'Cause I'm easy.